with all my heart. I love you, baby. Stay with me, and you will see my arms will hold you, baby. Just never leave, 'cause I believe in this love, sweeter. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? So I know I wasn't here yesterday when we was doing the whole Halloween thing, whatever, child. I had a lot going on. And then, you know, it was one of them days. Y'all know I have a lot going on right now. What's going on? Look back at it, Leslie. What's going on, Nivea? I came through to chill and talk with y'all for a little bit. I ain't gonna be on here long. I'm gonna give y'all a little light something that was supposed to be the cool down yesterday. I miss y'all too. And we're gonna do a little bit of mukbang and chill. And we're probably gonna talk a little shit too. So I hope y'all ready for it. So even though I know this is not officially the night of the cool down, y'all want me to, I think I'm gonna play the cool down intro. Or maybe I just do the divine talk. So, because we're going to be chilling and talking or whatever. And I'm going to be eating a little bit. Y'all going to be eating a little bit. And I hope y'all got y'all food together, because, child, I'm going to show y'all my little plate. And I ate all day today, so I'm going to be real fat. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to eat and talk a little shit. And, ooh, I got to tell y'all about my blessing, child. But nevertheless, the show starts now. We're finna get into it. Here we go. So that's what I'm going to be snacking on while we talking or whatever, y'all. I got me some old little fried hen, little fried rooster, a little fried little Chinese food, child. This one be eating on tonight. What's up, Breezy Bree? Oh, just hard and came in, child. We are not being shady tonight. I don't think I am. I am, but I don't think I am. So, dude, that's my first time getting a rice. Their rice is all right. I don't like their rice too much, though. But, I hope everybody's trick-or-treats was good. And Halloween's and stuff was good. What's going on, Sylvia's? I have a story to tell y'all. I hope y'all don't get mad at me for this story, but I have a story to tell y'all. So the other night, I was coming home, and I had bought pizza and stuff for the house and stuff, and Have y'all ever heard of Crumbles? It's not necessarily a new place, but it's kind of sort of new for the area that I live in. It's called Crumbles. Anyway, it's supposed to be like a gourmet cookie place. And I really don't go there that often, but like maybe once a week. Yeah, I don't go there that often, but this particular time, while Halloween was going on, they had a brownie batter cookie with a little piece of candy on top of it and some sprinkles and stuff. It was supposed to be so good and stuff, and it was looking so good and it was smelling so good. It had a whole car just lit up. They had the milk chocolate chip cookie, and they had a sugar cookie and an oatmeal and chocolate chip or something cookie. Girl, when I tell y'all, I got all the way from the building to the house and I dropped the shit. And y'all know me being a plus size girl, I get mad as hell on drop food. When I tell y'all, I cuss the cookies out, I cuss the car out, I cuss the dough out. Thank you, Breezy. You can have some. I cussed everything out except for I even came in the house cussing. And what's up, Royalty King? I missed y'all, so I wanted to make up tonight for not doing last night. So long story short, when I tell y'all I was acting the complete fool behind them cookies because I was craving them cookies. So this week, they have a key lime one. And I seen something else that looked really good. I said, I'm going to get them. I'm going to be fat and I'm just going to sit in the parking lot. I ain't even going to try to bring them home. I'm going to sit in the parking lot and eat. So how was everybody's Halloween? Y'all get dressed up? I know Look Back at Leslie did. Her pictures are serious. That's a creative heifer right though. Have y'all been catching Lily Speaks on Fridays? If y'all haven't, that's been absolutely hilarious. I've been enjoying that too. And I'm good. I'm so thankful because it's not even my show, but I'm enjoying it. So I've been enjoying Savon's TikToks. Speaking of Savon's TikToks, child, I know, girl. And then it was your 3rd year anniversary. What you did on your anniversary, girl? Oh, you were asleep? Just how are you? Ain't that cheering out? Because I know I had a long week this week. I said I wasn't doing anything, but I wanted to come on. But then I was like, okay, but for winning $250, I ain't mad at you. But I knew that everybody was probably going to be out and about doing their thing. So I was like, I'm not going to do a show yesterday because even though, his auntie took him. Okay. Even though I know y'all don't go back and watch the playback, and I'm appreciative of everybody that goes back and watch the playbacks, but I'm like, child, y'all wasn't studying me and I wasn't studying y'all. I just chilled. Jatari, you went, you was in bed. The man took our little ones trunk and treating. Okay. Jatari, where you at again? In Detroit. What's going on, Royalty? Yeah, let's make sure we touch in the grief with Royalty. She said, send a prayer for her. Michigan again, I remember. Oh, Father, and by the name of Jesus, we ask that you come to her. Come to us as we touch and agree together with Royalty King for whatever the situation is, Father. We speak it done. We speak it done in the name of Jesus. This one right here is for you, Royalty. I'm going to play just a little bit of this right here. Royalty King, before I go any further, Instagram, I enjoyed y'all coming and being a part of the show this evening. Come on over to YouTube.com/JasmineTheDivine and finish watching the rest of the show. Until next time, we love y'all and make sure y'all have an absolute amazing evening. But come on over and watch it with us. Be a part of it. So come on over to my place. Good night, Instagram. What's up, Lee and Lee?
And hello, hello.
Baby, I'm so proud of you. That was a big step. I'm so proud of you. Royalty had top surgery.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes. Congrats, baby. Congrats.
That is amazing.
Am I still live on YouTube? Okay. Yes, God. So how
hey,
was your...
Hey, Leslie. Hey, look back at it, honey.
How was your trunk and trunk?
Huh?
How was your trick or treat?
It was good. I'm just glad nobody knocked on my door because I sure didn't have any candy.
What did you do?
I didn't really do anything. I pretty much worked a little bit.
But other than that, it was just more so of like a self-care day. I was actually glad too because the sun was finally out here after like a week of being gone. So that was actually a nice thing. It usually always rains every Halloween here, but this Halloween it actually did not.
Well, that's good.
So
yeah, when I was talking to you, I wanted to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like,
you said no.
I couldn't do it.
I understand.
Yes, Leslie, we are touching and agreeing with you. Lord, cover our royalty. Let's send prayers before we close our eyes and touch covered hands and protecting. Amen and amen.
Oh,
royalty gonna be favorite. Okay. I'm gonna meet you in person one day, my baby. So, I'm sitting on here being fat. I really am, and talking.
Girl, because I sure want some.
This what is so this? Good. This is the first Chinese, old Chinese. Well, you can know it could be fried rat or whatever, but it's good. You... Where are I?
It's the crunch for me.
Period. So let me give y'all an update on what's been going on. So we're moving full steam ahead on the YouTube and Chinese studio. Sorry. I had parched. My throat was parched. Moving full ahead on that. And thank you to... I was hanging out with someone. And they blessed me with... I haven't told anyone this, but I've been doing research on the sit-stand desk. And that was like my dream desk, but I couldn't do it like right now. I was like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to do it. So I'm very thankful that, you know, God put people in your life for a reason. To show you, to teach you things, to make sure that you understand that he still is there for you. So I was hanging out with somebody on Saturday. And we went to this place I have never been in. As long as I've been living in Pensacola, I've never been there. Long story short, we go up in there. They have the sit-stand deluxe desk, the L-shape that I always wanted. And I've been doing my research and watching it and stuff like that. I was like, one day I'm going to get that. And one day I'm going to get that. Y'all, the frame and stuff by itself is like $700-$800 just by itself. So I turned around and said to my friend that I was talking to, I was like, well, girl, you know, I really want this, but, you know, the sun's kind of shaky. I ain't gonna be able to do this one, you know. And no, I'm lying. That's not what I said. I said, you know, if it was $150, I said, I'll go ahead and I'll get it right now. This is what I said. But in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so, you know, your funds is kind of shaky, even though you done caught up on stuff, but you still got a whole another 2 weeks. So, you know. So, long story short, she talked to the person that she's been dealing with business-wise for years and years and years and says to him, hey, I got a budget. My budget is $150. I want that. So me being me, I left my purse and stuff in the car because I didn't think I was going to find anything. You know, I'm masked up and stuff like that. So he goes, oh, okay. So I got the desk that I wanted. I'm giving, you know, all the praise and glory to God. I got the desk that I wanted at the price I wanted to pay. For $150 for a $750 desk plus shipping plus. When I tell you, I am so elated, and nobody knew, because I've never talked to y'all about me wanting to sit stand desk, but I've always wanted to sit stand desk, and I was so elated. I couldn't say anything else. I was, yes, Leslie, won't he do it, baby?
Will he? Won't.
And the reason why I knew it was for me is because all these other folks that was in the store, they was shopping, they was looking. Nobody paid attention to it but me. Oh. And when I seen it, I knew exactly what it was.
I got it for only $150, almost $1,000.
$161 was the total.
Yes, God.
But that ain't the kicker. So, y'all know I was a part of the data breach with T-Mobile. So I've been dealing and working with that kind of stuff or whatever. Long story short, y'all know I've been telling y'all my dream phone right now, because I haven't upgraded my phone since the Note 9, is to have a Sorry, I got to swallow this because I'm still here talking. That's not even cute. But my dream phone is to have the Notes, not the Note, but the Galaxy Fold 3. Tell me why I went to a competitor, a $2,000 phone. I got it for $42.
Girl, where? Because I need to go to them.
And it's getting delivered tomorrow.
And it's
before 8 o'clock. So tomorrow night is going to be an unboxing. AT&T. And then I'm on the unlimited plan. I haven't missed out on anything and got HBO Max on them and everything.
Yes, God.
So when people say that there ain't no such thing as a God, I don't know where.
Oh.
And it's not even on top of the materialistic stuff. Even on top of the materialistic stuff, do y'all realize by his grace or hers or whoever you believe in, by their grace, we've had scares, but we have not been touched by COVID.
Oh.
And I still, to this day, I can sit here and everybody know that I'm not lying. I'm still not convinced. I have not took the shot or anything. And we've been mask lift mandated at my job for 4 or 5, maybe 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, it's not come to our door. So, I mean, I can't tell other people, and I'm not trying to tell people to be this. I'm not trying to tell people to be that. All I can is to give praise reports on what happened in my life.
Well,
you know, and I've been blessed to find an extended family here, and I just pray that my blessings that I take and do, and I try to teach and show y'all, I see that they're not falling on deaf ears because y'all are being fruitful. Y'all are still moving. Y'all are doing the things that y'all need to do. So I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. If anything tonight, I'm thankful. I'm so elated. I can't even go there. Mm-hmm. What's up, Golden?
Hey, the queen of the night, honey. Yes. Welcome to the evening. But Jasmine, it's so funny you mentioned that because I don't know why last week, I don't know what it was, but I was just...
What's up, Charlotte? I ain't seen you in a minute, baby.
Oh, she... Sorry. Yay! Hey, Charlotte!
What is going on, y'all? Yes, come on in the room.
Yes, come on in the room, baby.
But yeah, I was thinking a lot about last week and I feel like... I don't know, for me, I've been blessed beyond measures this year compared to where I was last year. Oh my God. When I tell you God came out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and just his touch alone, just, oh my God. And I see myself as, you know, as this year, because this year went by so fast, comes to a close, I'm actually just really excited about next year because I see just so much more coming forth. Little by little, it's like finally I feel like things are starting to move, and they might not move fast, which I'm okay with, but I see movement.
Baby, I was sitting, I was talking to Golden, and I told Golden about my vision of my after this. Like, this is my pre-setup to how I'm gonna get my studio and stuff together. Like, we had this mm-hmm. conversation. And Golden looked at me, Golden said, well, girl, you need to pick one thing and finish it up.
Mm.
And I was just trying to do this, and I was trying, she said, no, I'm going to tell you what my folks done told me. Pick one and do it. And I'm like, girl, shut up. But you know what? But you need those friends around you, because me and Savon's talked about it often. You need friends and people around you that are just not going to be yes, ma'am, and yes, sirs. Yeah. That is going to actually tell you, you know, when you need to get in your ass. Because, like, with the whole phone situation, sitting there, I was riding with my girlfriend. And my girlfriend, she said, well, now you know, you have options. Go home and think about it. And then I text her. And I said, girl, what you doing? She said, nothing. I said, girl, I done thought about it. I think I'm gonna go get the phone. So then she done hit me to something I didn't even know. Child, do y'all know now that I'm part of the big currency? For me being, and I'm like, I'm sitting here trying not to cry, but for me being as old as I am and the only person in my family, meaning not only my mom, kids, but cousins and everything, I am the first one of us to actually, because we always think that it's so far out of reach, I'm the first one to actually be in the stock market.
Oh, wow.
And that within itself is, I mean, I only got $5, but them $5 I didn't have beforehand, and I'm letting them $5 ride, baby, because them $5 are going to turn into millions. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful the way.
$5 more than what you had.
And I was praying. I was asking for a helpmate. And you have to sit there and you have to not only be mindful of what you pray for, but expect what you pray for. Because It's not always what you physically can do for a person. Is what you're doing along the way to help each other out. Because if it can happen for me, it can happen for anyone. Wow, yes.
That was powerful.
You
want to
try a cricket?
Mm-mm. That was powerful. Not only pray for it, but expect for it to be answered.
Yeah.
Because how many of us are really walking around thinking we walking on broken threads and we just don't know what lies ahead.
Did y'all see what they done took and brought me in here?
What?
Crickets.
Crickets.
Oh no! Oh, I used to catch those and
sour cream and onions. Huh? It's food. Hold on, let me see.
The fireflies.
So I'm gonna try one on live, y'all, with y'all.
Ooh,
oh, it's an actual bug.
Wait, what is it?
It's one of them edible crickets.
Yeah, this is bacon. This is bacon and cheese.
What you mean is bacon and cheese? It's a cricket.
That's the flavor to it. It's bacon. It's bacon and cheese. Cricket.
See, you know what? This is upsetting me. I'm just upset.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. I feel like I'm in college. Eat it.
This is upsetting me. Is anybody? Where is Islet?
Look at this. It's got eyes and everything. Oh my God.
Ooh,
looking at it.
Put it in your mouth.
Oh, hell no. Like a roach now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ew.
Jesus.
Put it on your
tongue
out there so we can see it.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Give me your black card.
Ooh. Oh yeah, it has brains. It's like survival.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you had the rest of them. You were right on the head.
You can have the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jasmine survivor.
Girl.
Fear is not an option for you.
Chad, hold on. Let me get some real dog.
Not some red.
Now you gonna chase it with some cat. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's too.
Come on, you can stand right here. My niece from
the Wild Kingdom. That is Wild Kingdom tonight, baby. Oh no. Oh, now they gave it to the baby.
Child, they came in with it. Okay, go on.
Well, listen. I guess I can't talk. I used to eat worms, so.
Excuse me. What?
I was an adventurer when I was a child, honey.
Did you say you ate worms?
Yes. I used to always dig them up.
And eat them?
I didn't eat a lot of them. It's just maybe like one or two.
Like a lot of them. Okay. I ate a fingernail.
Very chewy.
See, thank you, Nivea.
Money Mondays, yes.
And I agree with you, Royalton. Faith is the power thing. Faith is the thing. Faith is a substance of things that have yet hoped for and yet to come. Nobody knew about me ever talking about or thinking about or wanting to get a lip stand desk. Nobody knew that. But I can go back months and months and months when I said I'm going to do my whole new YouTube studio. And then I didn't know I was going to do a YouTube studio until about five months ago when I really got it in my mind, because I had this dead space in my tiny house. I was like, what am I going to do with that? And something said, your YouTube studio, your office. Why not?
And
so you know what? Why not?
Well, they say when you pray and enter into the atmosphere, everything that you're willing to do and willing to work for, because prayer without work is dead. Amen. So you can't pray and sit shiver. You have to move. You have Amen. To have an atmosphere of activity so that you can walk into your destiny. So I'm always one that you pray and then you walk. And then once you get into that habit, the Lord knows that, okay, something that would have taken you 2 years just by sitting down and waiting for it will now happen in one. If you start running, it'll happen in 6 months. If you start hauling everything that you have at it, eventually the breakthrough will happen, but you have to move. And a lot of people have become scared of the potential that they have, and they listen to those naysayers. Because I have no idea why they listen to the naysayers. For whatever reason, they feed the anxiety that stops you from walking in your destiny. And sometimes you just got to put on headphones and keep walking, or surround yourself with like-minded people that don't listen to the naysayers.
Golden, what did I say to you the very first time after you convinced me to go out and we sit and we chill and we talk? What did I say to you?
That waiter is cute.
Outside of that, helper. I'm talking about our conversation and stuff, you helper.
I mean, is she lying?
No, she wasn't.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That you enjoyed the conversation.
And what she giving y'all right now is just a sample of, like, sitting and talking to her is just like, I don't know. I just love taking in and picking her brain. And another person I really want to give shouts out to, that I know I give everybody shouts out to, but I really want to, Leslie, thank you for always believing in my vision. And it's never, I'm humble that I have the crew that's around me, meaning my divines. Because when you don't know where something's coming from, it always comes. And I'm thankful that each and every one of y'all rode through my Breezy, my Leslie, Royalty, Nivea, Charlotte, you know, Lily, you know, Zylent, Savon. Thank y'all for my core, my Jatari. Thank y'all, my core, for always coming through and y'all support. Even if it's something crazy, I don't know how the hell to get into it. Y'all try to figure out a way to get into it so y'all can. This core, Miss Charlotte, I had so much fun up in there talking to Miss Charlotte at times. We done did movie nights in there. We done did parties in there. Y'all don't understand. Y'all are my core base, and I absolutely am so humble that y'all chose to be a part of my family. Y'all, because y'all could be anywhere on YouTube, but y'all are here with me. And I'm greatly appreciated for it. I'm greatly, greatly, greatly appreciative. Girl, I ain't going to be crying tonight. I'm not. I'm going to just be a fat. I'm going to be fat.
Aww.
I ain't going to be crying tonight.
That's how big girls cry.
It's your party. You can cry if you want to.
Every time I hear that, I think about people throwing presents in the pool.
Why presents in the pool?
There was this movie with this bad little boy. I forgot his name. And he went to the girl party and they played that song and he was throwing her presents in the pool.
Sound like and he would have been drowned in the pool.
He needed to. I forgot what the name of that movie was.
I would have had my little brother. Like, why was you that?
You know you need that.
missing.
Ooh, Lord. We're not gonna talk about that.
I had got some videos together, y'all. I was like, I'm just gonna do a little cool down and I'm gonna get up off here. But when I tell y'all, I'm so overwhelmed with joy. And it's something I needed. And only the closest of the close know all of the stuff that I've been going through lately. And when I tell you I needed it, and I'm so appreciative. Like, I woke up this morning at 5:30-ish. And the first thing I could say is just thank you, God. Oh. And it's just like one thing after the other after the other. And when you get around like-minded people and you know they're like-minded people, you can't help but to have a whole different attitude, a whole different mind frame, a whole different mindset. When you get around, let me tell you this. When you get around people where you're striving to be, like I've been introduced to an individual that's low-key a millionaire. Don't ask too many questions, but I sit there and I listen because mean knowledge is power. I'm striving to be where this person is. I'm grateful that this person allows me in their circle and to sit and have the privileged conversations that I have with this person, to not only pick this person's brain if I want to, but to get a genuine friendship out of it. Anyone can look at my finances. No, I'm not no millionaire yet. It's coming, but I'm not there yet. But to be in the presence of someone and to start getting that mind to work differently, because it's all a mind thing. You start getting that mind to work and you start tapping into that stuff, because the old me used to know a lot of these different things that I'm relearning again. But it wasn't meant for me at that time to utilize that stuff. I could tell the other people, but I didn't believe in my own stuff. I can only talk about me. I can't talk about nobody else. I can only talk about me. But when you get somebody that's there to push you and say, girl, you can do this. You can do this. Girl, you need to think of it like this. Girl, flip it and do it like this. There's nothing wrong with someone coming in and showing you a different way to bake that same cake. You may be able to take and cut off 3 or 4 different steps to get to where you want to be with that. It's just like going from here to Taco Bell. There's 3 different ways that you can get from my house to Taco Bell. Now, one way may give me an extra 3 minutes. One way may take 5 minutes off. And one way may just be a straight shot and you ain't got no time variance one way or the other. So what you going to do? You going to sit there and you going to have a big old time variance, or you going to take and do the shortcut to get to the same thing, getting the same outcome, but you ain't got to go through all of the extra humps and hurdles that you went through. I am elated. I'm so overjoyed. You don't understand. And I don't know what else to say. Like, I really do not know what else to say. And I'm grateful. You know who you are. I'm grateful that you're part of my life. I really am. And I'm appreciative. I really am. But, it's not all about my praise report tonight. But as long as I keep doing what I need to do, the ones that are around me that attach to me are gonna be blessed. I'm done, y'all can. I'm done.
And let the choir say amen.
Amen. Royalty, I'm gonna weep with you, baby. To get that acknowledgement, I'm gonna weep with you. I understand, my baby. I love you, baby. And I'm so glad that we had the conversations that we've had. And make sure you hit me up on Instagram or private message so I can send you my number. So if you have anything you want to talk about, we could talk about it. Baby, when I set forth to do my channel, if y'all read my bio on this channel, it's the way I see life. And I've been I was silenced. I shared with y'all about my, what's up, Diva One? I shared with all of y'all about when I was raped. And when I was silenced through that act, I got my voice back. And when I got my voice back, I would say, never again, I'm going to let anything or anyone else silence me. So for me, being authentically me is all I can be. I can't be what this one wanted me to be. I can't be what that one wanted me to be. I can only be authentically me. Sometimes we cuss for the fight. Sometimes we pray over here. Sometimes I cry. At the end of the day, I'm giving you authentically me. Lily Golden, y'all ain't got to leave me out here just running my mouth talking. Thank you, Royalty, for that. I received that. Golden.
Yes.
What am I supposed to say? Nothing. I don't know. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hallelujah. I'm going to put a video on.
I'm about to say, what are we supposed to say? Well, breakthroughs happen. And when you are in a season of your breakthrough, you are supposed to rejoice and praise the Lord that they are coming forth. And,
amen.
You know, and everybody needs to be like-minded. So when you see someone moving forward into their season, you should be happy for them. So I am very happy for you moving into your season. We will rejoice and glad that the breakthroughs are coming because you are deserving of them. You know, it's one thing to see people having breakthroughs, and then you look at them and sometimes you think they don't deserve them. Some people get breaks that you feel in your heart they don't deserve. And we're all guilty of seeing that, but it's a beautiful thing to see someone get their breakthroughs that are in a mindset of deserving them and have put out the work and actually, you know, is reaping the benefit of that work. So I am one very happy for you. And I will rejoice in your moment. So, you know, take your victory lap while you got it. And hopefully there'll be many more.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Well said.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
What is that? what is that old song? This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
I need a tambourine.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Shake it.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Shake.
This is the day.
I can't sing and I don't have a tambourine, so dang it, I gotta make some sound.
The shake, baby. And I'm gonna take the shake. Will y'all? I just said I wasn't gonna be on here too long. I'm going to give y'all a couple of videos. Some of the stuff that I have found for Sunday night. So, you know, we're going to do a couple of reaction videos. And then we're going to get up out of here. But I got to share this one with y'all.
When you are the blessing, they don't miss you until you're gone. Oh, God, I wish I had somebody in here today. When you are really a blessing to somebody's life, they can act like they don't like you. They can act like they don't need you. They can act like you're insignificant, but what they don't understand is there is a cost to losing me. Oh, I dare you shout, there's a cost to losing me. Yes, I got a bad attitude and I got a bad temper, but baby, I got some anointing on my life. And when I'm in your life, everything, Martha, do I have any anointed people in here saying, I'm not perfect, but you mess around and lose me, you're going to lose something. Because what you didn't see is when I was in the bathroom, I was praying for you. What you didn't know is when I was washing dishes, I was interceding for you. What you didn't know is I was saying, God, don't let them get in a car accident. You've been rebuking devils. Do I have any anointed people? I'm not perfect, but you're going to lose something if you lose me.
Ooh, yes, God. Ooh. When he said, I have a bad attitude and a bad temper, but if you lose me...
Whew. Lord have mercy.
Oh.
Yes, and then they want to come back.
That's wait, can you say, I need that clip. I need that, oh.
That is the point.
Oh my God.
That is the point right there, because when you lose me, because you didn't want me. You didn't want me, you didn't appreciate me, but when you lose me.
Baby.
Well, my God.
I want to jump. I no,
and that's the first time I heard that all the way through.
What's the scripture? He who finds a wife finds a good thing, but also finds favor with the Lord. That clip gives me that.
Ooh, now, Golden, that's a whole other conversation, right? Good baby. That they because, don't teach no more.
Yes, because that's the problem. They find the favor. They get, but nobody wants to do the work.
Oh,
they don't want to do the work.
Well, ain't that the world we live in? Now they just, you know, people expect to become social media famous overnight. They expect just to post three pictures and all of a sudden, like, baby, they just don't know.
And that clip goes to the same thing. Prayer without work.
Mm.
Is dead.
My.
Ooh, that did something to me. I need
that. Stirred up on something.
That I needed that. Mm. I needed that.
That stirred up something.
I don't care about my attitude or my bad. When you lose me, because I am of value.
Yes. Come on, Lily.
And you know what? We don't tell ourselves that enough.
Mm.
We really don't. But when you just sit down and think about all the goodness that God has done, the people who ain't here, because in the field, in my 9-to-5, baby, you truly don't know when your last day is. I could go in today, go into work one day, and find out 2 or 3 patients have died. Just out the blue.
Yep.
And you just truly never know. I'm thankful when I wake up, I say, thank God for my right mind, for my health, the fact that I can swing my legs off this bed and get up and walk to where I need to go to, the fact that I can take my hands and my arms and brush my teeth. I ain't got to have nobody dress me, shower me, bathe me.
You better come on and testify. You better come on. Because
see, because my grandmother, bless her heart, may she rest in soul, rest in peace. But she used to wake up every day in pain, but she would just always still have just this joy in her heart. I'm like, you wake up every day in pain, I would be miserable. I would be this, but little do I know, she taught me so much just by looking at her.
Yep, and life has a way of reteaching you lessons that you didn't think that you needed to know.
Because life, if you fail the lesson, you got to repeat it, honey.
Life has a way of teaching you something that you didn't think that you needed. You go back. and that same thing that you thought that you didn't need it, it comes back to your remembrance. It's like, that's why I needed that. I couldn't figure out why I needed that right then and there, but that's why I needed that. Why I needed that. I didn't think I needed to.
Well, you know, they say if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Ooh. Hello.
You know, when you know we can be around people and people are trying to spit knowledge to us. And I'm just gonna use me, I ain't gonna point out nobody else. I'm gonna use me. We as a people, I can be around people and sit and listen to them. And then something they say take and click. Mm-hmm. A TV commercial can take and click of something that I heard. And I'm going to use grandmamas, for instance, that my granny used to say. My granny used to say such and such and such and such. You know, well, Lord, thank you. Right now, I need that. I need that. I need that, whatever that saying was. Or thank you for showing me that it's okay to cry. Thank you for showing me that it's okay to weep and endure for a night, but joy is gonna come in the morning. And whenever joy comes, it didn't say that joy is never gonna come. It said it's gonna come. Your weeping, your night could be as long as you need it to be, but when joy comes, joy is gonna come. And I don't care what situation you in, when that joy comes and that breakthrough comes, you gonna know that joy and you gonna know that breakthrough.
This is, as I say, the Bible says your latter days.
And I truly believe that your latter days will be greater.
This is not your former. But I thank you. And we all sit here and we have so much to be thankful for. But we continuously to complain about nothing. And I was listening to somebody before the show tonight. I was riding down the street on the way coming to the house. And this person says, you know how you get up after you done had your day off? I got another week and this week finna be miserable, long, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you not know that you putting that depressed, that anger, that frustration, you putting all that into the atmosphere instead of waking up and saying, well, God, I thank you for another day, or Jehovah, or whoever you call him or her, whoever you call your entity, thank you for allowing me to live to see another day. Thank you for allowing me, because people don't realize when you are asleep, you're at the closest point of death throughout the run of a day. And we don't even take and realize it when we think an alarm clock is set and waking us up. That is nothing but the grace and mercy that done woke us up. It's not a person that you can go to into a grave or a mortuary and ring an alarm clock by their head and they're going to get up.
Wow.
It's time out for us to stop being like Nivea never saying, you know, we're a quick generation. We're a microwave generation. Everybody wants stuff right now. Don't nobody want to work. Don't nobody want to put in the time in order to get where you're going to. We so quick to toss people away. It's not even funny. Even close friends break up over nothing. Over he say, she say. And something that is so minuscule, people just don't understand it.
We are also quick to downplay ourselves. Like he said, yes, I have a bad attitude. You know, the Lord puts things on you. You know, he doesn't put more on you than you can handle. But like he said, in that clip that you played, yes, I have a bad attitude. And yes, I am this and I am that. But I am still, you still have to find the worth in yourself. You have to say that I am anointed. I am worthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then people settle for stuff that is so beneath them.
I'm guilty of that.
Because you don't see your worth, your value. And they don't see your value. You know, well, we're all guilty of taking an L when we should go for the win. We're always tying or cutting our losses. No, you need to run to the breakthrough. That's why they call it a breakthrough. You have to break through those bad habits. You have to break through how the world is treating you. You have to break through that mindset of depression. And like you said, talking into the week. No, you tell that week, we're going to turn this week up. This is going to be the best week ever.
Right.
We're going to do X, Y, and Z in this week. We're going to receive this, this, and this in this week. You have to sit down and tell yourself. That's why if you look at all religions, there's a moment where they say you need to sit and project. Everyone says sit and project. The strongest faith that has people sitting and projecting are the monks. They sit, they project, they have clarity, and they move forward. And they have the strongest bodies. They have the strongest mindsets. They can even, go to another plane where they don't even feel pain because they sit down and tell themselves, I don't feel it. So therefore, whatever they speak, whatever they think, therefore they are. And it's the same thing with us. If you want to say, okay, I'm this person, there is nobody else that can change your mind but you.
Amen.
So, you know, the world gets you sometimes, but at the end of the day, you need to regroup and sit down and look at oneself, because that's why the Bible says you must die daily and you must be reborn. You got to shed that whatever the world and put on you from day to day and let it go. And then move forward and tell yourself that I am wonderfully made and I'm the child of the Most High. Don't put that on me.
They done put it on me, they putting it on you too.
I needed this word, honey. I needed this word. Y'all just don't know.
And also, I'm gonna say this because a lot of people say, you know, oh, you're a Christian person, you must condemn people. I am not, and my religion does not judge. My job is to love you. I may not like what you do, I may not agree with what you do, but it's not my right. And blaming it on my religion to condemn anybody. It says, love thy brother, love thy sister as you love thyself. So if I'm out here condemning you, then that means I don't like myself. So you need to just spread the love, because Jesus is love, and that is all that I am required to do. I am not the judge or the jury, you know, and everybody says that, oh, you're going to go to hell. How do you know who's going to hell or not? You are not the judge. So I get upset when people say, oh, well, you're supposed to do this. No, the Bible says I'm supposed to love. And I'm supposed to get love in return. So you do yours and I do mine. And the world would just be a better place.
Amen.
If you let it go. If people met mine, they'd be, you know, that part, mind your business.
The Bible didn't say intercede. Even in marriages, it tell you to, what it say? The Bible tell you leave married folks alone. It said you're supposed to leave and cleave. So leave that means your mama
and cleave.
Your mama and them ain't supposed to be in your marriage.
Amen.
You're supposed to leave and cleave. The Bible tells you do not blaspheme. Do not gossip. So it tells you to stay out of other folks' business. It tells you to stay far away from other folks' business and to love them and mind yours. World be a better place.
My God today.
Well.
My God today. All I can say is, I hope y'all got something out of tonight. I don't want to come in and take y'all for hours and hours on end, but it was just something that I had. That I was sitting, I was talking to my friend before I got ready to do it, and I was like, child, I ain't going to do no show tonight. She's like, why? Why you ain't gonna do no show tonight? We ain't got nothing to talk about. I ain't got nothing to talk about. I ain't got nothing. And little did I know, one clip, not even one clip, giving a praise report is what we all needed. And I'm thankful that I'm obedient and I listen when the Spirit tells me, do it. For all those people that don't feel like that, you know, a person of a trans experience don't have no God about them. And that clip just perfectly said it. Some of us have some of the, even in the cis community, have such a nasty attitude, but we can be some of the strongest praying warriors that you ever know of. You can learn anything from anybody. You can even get something from a drunk. You can get something from a kid. If you listen strong enough, you can get something from a dog or a cat. It's up to your mind frame and how you receive it when it's given to you. But I'm thankful that I was actually able to royalty. If I didn't do anything but bless you tonight, I done what I needed to do this evening, because somebody needed to hear it. And whoever needed to hear it, I hope you receive each and everything that we talked about tonight, because you are perfectly the way you are. You are perfectly made the way you are, and we love you. But y'all, I'm going to do what the devil don't do. We finna go and get up out of the way. Any final say so? Any final word, y'all? Because it's rolling on 9:30. I don't want to
God is good.
Be on here too long. You know.
All day and every day.
Anybody know what season we in?
Scorpio.
We in Scorpio season. Well, yep. Before we get out of here, let's go ahead and give them a little old song. J-Hub, go ahead and help us out, girl.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
No. Oh, why you had the Jimmy Dean sausage commercial?
What was that? What was going on?
He had the little Jimmy the Cricket little things at the top of the. Hey, what is that?
Oh, you said one more game. Okay, here you go. And he had to be from Detroit, because those the only place I ever seen houses made like that. He got to be from Detroit.
Can you play it one more time? What was that on the floor? He had an air fryer in his bedroom.
Oh. You know what?
So he frying his hair and chicken at the same time.
At the same damn time.
Well, now, wait a minute. He might be onto something.
It's just the frying of the hair, but.
At the same damn
you
time.
You can get Big Sad Fried Chicken. Well, wait a minute.
No. He said,
not my fat ass. I'm not that.
I'm going to straighten it so I can put this hair net on and cook this chicken. No.
Well, sir. I did ask somebody earlier if they was going to take and fry me some chicken, and they told me nope. I said, oh, okay then, friend.
They said you can fry your own damn chicken.
That's basically what they were telling me, but they didn't say it like that.
He is giving me you going to love me vibes.
Yes. And you.
You going to love me.
I still have, you know what? Just okay.
Who?
I don't know.
What was going through her mind?
Who's gonna use that mic after she done?
Somebody gonna get blowed after it.
Because that might probably got COVID now, the way she was just
you know what? That was pre-COVID. We can't be doing out there in these COVID streets. That was pre-COVID. Anyway, golden last words, last thoughts, final say. So we finna get out of here for real for this time.
Oh, just be true to yourself and let Jesus walk. Have a blessed night.
Mistress of Ceremony, you have final say so.
Yes, I just want to say God is good. And of course, as always, make sure you hit that like, subscribe, and share button, honey.
Yes. Alrighty. I'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for coming and being a part of the show tonight. Thank you to my special guests, the one and only Lily, Mistress of Ceremony, the one and only Golden, coming through and wrecking shop as she normally does. To each and every one of y'all, special shouts out going out to Look Back at Leslie Royalty King. Thank you, baby, and I appreciate you. I wasn't doing too much videos tonight because I know you just had a situation and we don't want you over there in pain. But thank you for being true to yourself. Let's see. Nivea, Breezy Bree, Diva One. I love y'all. Jatara, thank y'all so very much for being a part of the show. My last and final thing I'm going to say, as I always do, God only made one you. If you're not you, who the hell else can you be? Remember, if nobody's told you today, I love you. Keep shining while I'm gone. Until 8 o'clock tomorrow for y'all want to do the night of shade. I think we're gonna do the night of shade tomorrow. I love each and every one of y'all in the perfect kind of love. Y'all have an amazing evening. Good night. Tell me pretty lies. Look me in the face.